Hey everybody, Cam Mayville at Rug Wash Pros and good old Kim X. How you doing, Paul?
Doing great, Cam. Good to be here.
Great to be here. This is the home of Rug Rescue, and this is actually a call. This is one of the Rug Rescue podcasts today, and it's one of mine. It's one of mine, Paul, and I think it's a pretty interesting one. So I got to tell you about this, and we discussed it a little bit Wednesday night. But I was we had some rugs come in. And they were in a water damage. And two of the rugs are mercerized Chinese rugs, mercerized cotton Chinese rugs. And one of them right away we caught it or stenciling on the back of it. So we were very cautious with it. And then the larger one, we were still cautious. We didn't see the stenciling, but we were still kind of nervous about it. But needless to say, the guys did a fabulous job. I saw the work they did, everything looked great. Well, keep in mind, we weren't the ones that picked these up. These were from a restoration company brought to us. We did all the pre-inspection, everything, get the rugs done. The restoration company picks them up, returns them to the client. Well, shortly before I left to go out of town, Megan gets a call, and this client is irate. He is not happy. He is extremely upset. And of course, this gets Megan pretty upset. And Megan and I are going, there's no way. There's something going on here. There's something not quite right, And so Megan's like, well, I told him, well, when you get back from your trip next week, I'll have you go out there. And I said, no. I said, I don't want to be thinking about this. You know how it is, Paul. You get something that's kind of south. You don't want to think about it on your vacation, do you?
No, you're at work in your head. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you don't want to go through that. So Megan called him. And he was nice enough to let me come out right away. So I did. I headed out to Council Bluffs about 30 minutes away or so. And I pull up this place. And this place is just awesome, Paul. I mean, it really is. Beautiful, beautiful place. I walk in, and you saw, matter of fact, I think you've even posted a picture of one of the bear skins that we did for him. I walk in, and there's just every animal you could imagine is on this wall. It was just the wildest thing I've ever seen. And he is not a happy camper. So I said, well, I said, first, I kind of admired the place. I said, absolutely beautiful. Thank you for letting me come in your house today. Now, can we take a look at the rugs? So he takes me over to the rugs, Paul, and the rugs, as soon as I walked up to them, they did look faded, but I knew it. I knew they weren't. And right above where these rugs are, they're in like a foyer area. Right above is this huge skylight. And I got thinking, I'm looking up and I'm looking at that light coming down, and I went right away. I knew it was the rugs probably were laid down the opposite way from when we picked them up.
Yeah,
And
rugs have a light view from when you look from the top down, it's light. If you look from the bottom up, it's dark.
you know how that feeling is when you see that right out of the gate, you go, ah, because now you're clear. You're not in the wrong. And so I walked around it just to make sure, and of course it changed. I could see the obvious difference. And I said, sir, if it's okay, I said, I'm going to roll this rug up. And I said, I just want to turn it around real quick, take another look at it. And he's standing kind of off to the side. As soon as I turned that rug around, I mean, it was dramatically different. It's amazing how the light was reflecting from that skylight off that rug. It was just unbelievable, the change. And I said, sir, can you walk around this way? And I want you to see the difference. And he did. And he looks at it, he goes, yeah. He goes, okay. He goes, that is a lot different. I said, yeah. So we're back to normal now. I said, but you got to remember, I said, this rug's been clean now. You've seen this rug laying down a certain way for many years, or wherever, how long you've had it. Well, that leads into a conversation. He goes, yes, I've had it for many, many years. And then he starts talking, and then the story starts coming out. Well, what the deal was, and the reason he was so upset is, these are rugs that him and his wife purchased on vacation, and now she's deceased. She's gone. And this, he's got that connection. We hear about this stuff all the time, don't we, Paul?
Yes. Rugs
And
are not floor covering. They're not part of the house. They're
yeah.
personal pieces of your life. And if something happens to them, it affects you or a lot of people, not everybody, but people become attached and they get sentimental value. And that's what you had going there.
Absolutely. And I mean, you could even see, I mean, this guy is like this tough old guy that probably would just whoop your butt still if he wanted to. He means a tough guy, you know. And here it is, I can see him getting emotional. And it's like, oh man, you know, what do you do here? You know, you know you're in the right. You know you didn't do anything wrong in the rug. And I'm sitting there thinking in my mind, is he convinced 100%? And I didn't believe he was. I believed he believed me. He didn't think I was lying to him. But I think he wanted so much more to be, I think he just wanted it to be perfection. And even though I felt like it was, I don't think he was quite getting that. So I looked down, I said, look, I said, you see what I'm talking about though? You can see the difference here, you know? And he says, he goes, absolutely, I see it. He goes, yeah. And I said, but I can see you're still, you know, a little concerned. I said, so why don't I do this? I said, why don't I go ahead and take these rugs? I'm going to roll them up. I'm going to bring them back to my facility, re-groom them, set this pile again for you, and then I'll bring them back. And I have no problem doing that at all. And he kind of hesitated a little bit, like in his mind, he knows I'm right and he doesn't want to make me do this. But at the same time, these rugs mean so much to him. He wants it to be the best it can possibly be. And he said, I would appreciate that. And I said, okay. And I said, now again, I just want you to understand something. I said, when I do this, they may look a little bit better, but you're not going to get this dramatic difference. I just want you to know. So when I bring them back and I lay them out and we'll make sure they're laid the right way, you know, you got to remember these rugs were matted down for a long time. Now they're clean. The fibers are standing up. We've got the light coming down. So I just want you to know that you still may look at and see some differences, but it's okay. These rugs are in great shape. They're clean. They're going to last a long time. And at that point, he finally said, okay. And next, you know, we walked out the door and we talked about hunting for about 20 minutes. So, you know, it's how these things happen.
Kim, didn't you offer him something extra too?
Yes, I did. I did. When I was talking with him, I was trying to find a way to make him feel really good again because you could just see he was rattled. And I said, I'll tell you what else I'm going to do for you. And this is no charge to you. We offer a product called Floral Solve. It's a great fiber protector. I'm going to put it on this rug for you absolutely free of charge. I'll put it on this rug and the one right at the door for you. No charge to you. It'll help protect it for many, many more years. And then you can hand it off to your kids or whoever you want to. And I think that really, I think that made him feel good too, especially when I talked about making it the rugs last longer. I think that made him feel pretty good. I really do. I think it helped, you know. And look, you know, fiber protectors aren't cheap, but it's not like it's going to break me, you know. It probably won't cost me any more than the drive from my shop to his place and back. So, you know, why not do it? Why not try to knock it out of the park, you know?
Well, and then you're making this customer who was upset, you're turning him into a cheerleader, and he's going to tell other people, he's going to say, you know, he might even post something, you know, to your website, you know, if I'd ask him to, but, you know, he's going to be a cheerleader for you and tell other people what a great company you are and what a great job you do and how you make everything right.
You know, Paul, and it also brings me to think about this, and tell me what your thought is. I know sometimes this can't be done, but there's a lot of companies that we work with. I know other companies work with restoration companies, designers, and stuff like that. I think it's also a valuable thing to let the people that you've built these alliances with and get them a little familiar with not the full-blown pre-inspection, but to understand maybe when they're there before they roll that rug up and they take it out, to take some photographs from a couple different angles, not only to be able to return that rug and make it look right, you know, and put it back in the same spot, but also to protect themselves in case something was to happen, you know, they can be held liable too.
Yeah, that's actually an excellent idea if you can get them to do it, because what if that rug gets stolen? You know, then they have proof of what it was and what it looked like, how, you know, approximate size, all that kind of stuff is part of it. And then, believe it or not, and I know this has happened to me, and so I'm sure it's happened to you much more because of all the rugs you clean, but sometimes the rugs are in such bad shape and they clean up so good that people don't recognize them when they get them back. Have you ever had that happen? Where they say, that's not my rug?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so taking before and after pictures, which you probably do, but your people you're contracting with, your strategic alliances, if you can get that into them too. And then a lot of times, you know, where do you put the rug if you're delivering it and they picked it up? So that all that stuff helps. And it's only, everybody's got a cell phone with a camera in it nowadays. So it's not really a cost of just a moment to do it.
Yeah, it's absolutely a smart thing to do. And guys, another thing too is just remember, try to get the story. You know, sometimes it's hard to do, but if you ask the right questions, you have the right conversation with your client, it's amazing what you find out about these things. So, hey guys, thanks again for being here. Hit that like button. Please subscribe. We want you to be part of Rugwash Pros and ChemMax and the things that we do. Paul's always got great things he's doing with FAQs and different stuff. We've got classes coming up. We've got a lot of things going on, don't we, Paul?
Yes. And then, of course, never forget about Wednesday evenings. We do the Rug Room Live. So that's a good thing. And then all day, 24/7, of course, Facebook, the Rug Room. We have a very active site, lots of interesting questions, comments, pictures. I learn a lot on it. It's a great program.
It absolutely is. And guys, again, thanks. This has been a Rug Rescue Podcast. Great to be here with you today. Hope to see you again in the future. Take care. We'll see you next time and keep it clean.
Goodbye, everybody.